When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so excited that people are finally catching up to my speed with the vaccine. Because we have done so much to our house, and I am so excited for people to see it.
The same thing, Johnny. It's the same thing over here. Can I tell you, my kitchen? It's got handles in it. You know how normally when you try to open a cabinet, you scrabble at it like a wild beast? Now we've got these cool little things called handles that are on the outside of the cabinet. It's really easy to grab that. You can just open them right up.
Like a shopping bag.
Can't wait to show that off. Yeah, it's sort of like a shopping bag. You'll have to see it. You'll understand it when you see it. They're great. Hmm. Such a cool upgrade. I recommend it. If you're redoing your kitchen, I recommend not going for months without it. That's like a huge recommendation for me is don't go for months without those. So I believe this is a good moment to cut forward in time. And we cut forward to that assembly area that we saw earlier. The crowd now is thinner. This is pretty much just the captains of various Tempest ships, like high-ranking members of the Uhuru sitting around with the Uhi of Ungoni about the exchange. At this point, I think things have already been loaded onto the Uhuru ship, and Sifa and Orimar are standing opposite each other, and one of the Uhi is speaking.
Well, according to the agreement that was set down before the tornado calling, the deal stands as it is, although we recognize that whatever substance has been sold to the Tempest Armada is not feather weave, or is not traditional feather weave. It functions the same. And according to the tornado calling, its value will be valued the same. All parties agreed to the contest, participated in the contest, and the contest is now over. With that, Orimar sticks a hand forward, and Sifa sticks her hand forward, and they grab and do that cool shake where you shake by the wrist. And with that, Orimar pulls Sifa closer to him. And the two of them look into one another's eyes. And Sifa stares up. Sifa pulls away. Orimar, you can see, pulls back from that. And there is kind of a dejected, like, slow falling of his limbs, but he remains resolute in front of the crowd and turns to you, Jonnet and Gable, Bathroom Barry, the most important people on the Uhuru. Travis was allowed to sit. He did get a nosebleed seat, even though most of the stands are empty. So he is there. Orimar nods that it is done.
Just as sure as the land meets the sea and the sky.
I mean, I feel like we turn up.
Maybe. I'd like that very much. With your permission, Captain.
What?
I
bathroom Barry calling up, they said they're going to turn up.
Oh, I'd like that.
Orimar, you know, raises a hand and just does the, like, flicking you on, like, permission is granted. And with that, I want to
Gable starts running like it's recess.
Let's follow Gable. I want to see Gable Paul Revere style let everybody know that the Uhuru crew that recently got 7,000 or items equivalent to the value of 7,000 gold bars now is about to throw a party. Oh, what is that?
What's like the equivalent of like a horse and a bell?
Feel free to say no to this pitch, but I feel like with Gable's huge, at times clumsy ass,
yes,
like running full speed, I feel like it's just a series of like we're inside of a peaceful building, and then like Gable plunges through the door, we're having a party, and then runs to the next. who's turning up?
I think eventually because they are so giant and clumsy, they eventually step into a bucket with one foot and keep running with the bucket on.
Oh, just going to each and every boat, like shaking on their planks, gangplanks, and accidentally like
Gable's
dropping
so strong
them.
At shaking the actual boat.
it's been a terrible week.
I forgot that this was happening after sundown. All that tournament stuff happened like right after the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So yeah, like lights start turning on all around Ungoni. And I think the platforms, the receiving platform down into the main hex of Ungoni, there is just a wild, raucous party. There is music being played everywhere. There are drinks being handed around. Some of them are coming from the stores in Ungoni itself. Some of them are coming from the other ships. There are people, you know, especially to all of you, there are people like coming up to congratulate you on a battle well fought. It was, especially Jonnet, like a spectacular display. There are, I think, some older members, Barney McGee from the Glass crew. I think Jonnet corners you for part of the evening, just going on, oh, you should have seen yourself, young lad. You, I had bet against you. At the moment
what?
That your captain was knocked out,
Ben against the Uhuru is the worst mistake that you could ever make.
It was you and the Bandit Queen right against one another. I bet against you, I did. Lost it all. Well done, lad. I lost it all.
As he says that, like, you know, like his voice and breath is thick with drink, and it's not super pleasant. A hand lands like on his shoulder. It is gentle and firm in equal measure and goes, Barney McGee, I think it's time you had yourself some water and leave us to a bit of a discussion. And you can see Grace O'Malley is now standing above you, Jonnet.
Well, Mr. Kessler, congratulations are in order.
Hey, Grace. Hey, thanks. That was
pretty dope. It's going to be pretty. We got to figure out how we're going to spend all this this gold.
Aye, that you do. Do you have any aims or designs? Do you know what your captain might be thinking?
You know, I think Orimar, he's the only one up inside his head. He'll make his wishes known soon enough. Until then, I think we're gonna, you know, catch a breeze and see where the wind takes us.
Well, what about you, Kessler? Are you just one to be blown about by...
No, I mean, I've got some people that I need to see about myself and... Yeah, I've got some things to track down. And, you know, he kind of like points to his old fore noggin.
She nods. I've got a feeling about you, Jonnet Kessler. Had a feeling about you since we first met. I'm going to be captain of the Glass someday.
I'm like remembering the Grace stuff. Yeah. I think you will be. In fact, I know that. I'm going to be the captain of my own ship someday.
She nods.
I think we might work well together, if we ever get the chance.
Here's to our future fleet. She puts out a hand to shake.
May we see clear skies.
And take flight.
Take flight.
You know, you have this handshake. Your hands are grasped together. You're looking into each other's eyes. And her face turns from, like, the self-serious kind of gravitas that Grace O'Malley can have, especially when she is ordering her crew about. And it loses that composure a little bit as her face turns beet red. And she pulls away and goes, "Well, I best be getting off. Can't leave the crew of the glass on their own for too long. Good to meet
we're
you,
fine.
Mister.
Everybody's turning up.
Yep, everyone's turning up.
Yep.
And Grace kind of like swiftly makes her way out without her namesake. Gable, you started this whole thing. You turned up not just the Uhuru crew, but the whole city of Ungoni and kind of all the ships remaining in the Tempest Armada fleet around you. And I just want to know, what does the life of the party look like?
The picture that I'm seeing, so like we've established there is a Muppet ship, correct?
Yes, yes, we have anime Muppets, full of anime Muppets.
Anime Muppets. I think there's a core of the party that looks like when a human guests on the Muppet Show. Mm-hmm. Just like one is like so much taller, surrounded by these colorful characters.
Yes.
And they're like having their own little adventure trying to, oh, I don't know. The Muppets are planning to take over the L train.
Yeah, we were thinking of taking over the L train.
Oh, which part? You wanted the Yonkers or Manhattan?
I was thinking of taking over Queens.
Okay, but Muppets Take Manhattan really rolls off the tongue, just saying.
No, I think I'd rather take over Queens. It's, you know, part of the ship. There's a chance for expansion. It's been a while since there's been a bit of a revival there.
I understand. You guys are all so cute. How do you eat? I can't see any teeth or tongues in your mouth. Anyway, this is just out of curiosity.
If you want to see teeth or tongues, you just have to look at our barrel of enemy parts that we have taken.
Which one are you?
I mean, come on. You should know.
Guess. Oh, yes. Mammal.
Is this Fozzie?
Yes!
I think it's supposed to be animal. No, that's a bad Fozzie then.
What? I think it's not that bad.
It's me, Fozzie. Welcome. I love to tell jokes.
I'm a pirate, Fozzie.
Oh, that's the explanation.
Mm-hmm, that
I
makes
understand.
It okay.
Okay, yeah, so we're all pirate Fozzie. Well, I just want to tell you that I support you, and a hostile takeover of a friendly ship within your armada, I think, is well within the rights. You just need to clear it with the higher ups.
Gable, you should come with us.
Shots. Gonzo, I couldn't possibly. I'm much too tall, and I am.
No. I told you before. I'm Gonzo.
Gonzo.
The legally distinct pirate Muppet.
I understand, Gonzo.
There were pirate Muppets. There was a whole movie of pirate Muppets.
They found a treasure island.
No, we're Gonzo, Kromit,
Madame
Frozzy. And earlier, you heard Bolf.
Oh, that was Bolf, huh? Okay, interesting. But no, Gondo, as much as I love you and all of your solo film that they're about to make about your life, about being an alien, I think I simply couldn't. I have my own affairs to attend to. My affairs, lots of them. All the things that I have to do for me, so many. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, so it seems like you're gracefully excusing yourself from what will probably be the pirate equivalent of an international incident.
so it'll be cute.
Yeah, it will. I mean, this it's a Muppet pirate international incident. It's going to be cute. The legally distinct Marpets, the Marpets, that's their Marpets. Ship is the Marpet. They're the Marpets. They're going to take Queens. And it is a legally distinct Marpets. Adventure.
Oh, that's got me.
Oh, lovely.
I do want to point out, though, that the song that the Marpets sing at the beginning of Marpets Take Queens is Somebody's Forming an LLC.
Okay.
Because it is a legal binding of people, but it is not a marriage, and it is legally distinct from that.
Have we ever seen Slam Drunk? Because I have a theory.
Please.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I have a theory.
I think Slam is too beefy to actually get drunk, but I think he doesn't realize. Aww. And he thinks that he's drunk,
oh.
even though he isn't. And he's just like, oh man, I feel crazy. I feel real drunk. I feel crazy.
Yeah. I'm Travis, can you believe how fucked up we are?
No. Slam, you metabolize it too quickly. There's no way.
Oh, and he's sad because all of his animal friends don't come visit him at night anymore.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Travis. Have you seen Travis around the ship anywhere?
Oh, well, he mostly comes around during the day now, I think.
What?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, because I made a shirt for him. I made this little shirt for him. I've been trying to give it to him, and I've been by the potato station, calling out the secret word that he taught me.
What's the secret word?
Well, Johnny, that's a good question for you. What is the secret word that Travis taught Slam to call out to one of his animal forms in the nighttime?
I think it's. Is it just Travis?
I think it's just Travis.
The secret word.
Travis!
I think Slam thought it was a secret word.
Just Travis. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. We cut back in time.
If I ever need to find you again, how will I find you? Help for Raven?
Just call out Travis.
The secret word.
Yeah, just call out Travis.
It's so tight on his eyes. The secret word.
Well, I'm sure he'll be around soon. If you want, I could give him this shirt for you.
Oh, he said not to trust you. He's generally pretty down on you, actually.
Well, I suppose you'd be wise to heed his words.
I mean, I just can't stay mad at you, Travis. You remind me so much of Travis.
Oh,
Slam,
that's
very kind.
he slaps you on the back. It is supposed to be a friendly slap, but it does knock the wind out of you because he's just so powerful.
I'm gonna do more shots. Get real fucked up. Just
you
really,
know what?
Just Slam, really turn it up.
I think that's a great idea. You earned it.
Maybe blast some squats after that.
Hey, that's what we all do when we get turned up.
Slam gets up, and what I'll say is Slam can't get drunk, but he does walk less awkwardly. Again, normally his muscles are just so powerful that he kind of waddle walks, but when he's drunk, he just moves with absolute perfect grace and precision. So yeah, he moves over to the keg.
He's like sliding through people. He never actually bumps anyone, even though he's walking through a full crowd.
It's like he was never there. Feet falls don't make a sound, like enforced.
And Travis, somebody else from the Uhuru crew comes up to you. This person, I would like each of you to give me one detail of someone who sucks. Just
of someone sucks. Who sucks.
Yeah. Well, their name is Travis.
Okay. Got white hair. Juicy ass.
They look like slick back hair and mm-hmm. whatever the like spear equivalent of like a blue dress shirt with a white collar and white cuffs is.
yeah, absolutely. I think we can just put that in. Like it okay. is still, you know, that kind of like piracy stuff. Here's the thing. Here, I think we found it right here. It is that color combination, but on a puffy pirate shirt.
Great.
yeah.
Still like really mm-hmm. wide cuffs and like fold back funny.
Mm-hmm.
Their sort of at rest motion is like they're kind of always bobbing back and forth and like rubbing their hands, maybe like licking their lips. It's reminiscent of like old LL Cool J, but it's like either he's sucking on some Sour Patch Kids.
If you're gonna make your thing rubbing your hands together and licking your lips, you gotta be LL Cool J.
Anyone else.
Boy howdy.
I think they wear glasses, but they don't need glasses. Mm. So they're just regular, like, glass in the frames to look smarter.
He walks up. Hey, Travis. Travis, how you doing? We haven't talked.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got to imagine I'm better than you right now. If I were you, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Okay, well, why is that?
You're not the quartermaster no more.
Yeah, so I don't have to work.
But Oromar's still got you working. Still got you doing Captain's Council stuff, but you're not getting a quartermaster cut.
Believe me, I'm compensated fairly.
Look, Travis, you and I know that you're diplomatic. I represent a portion of the crew that's a little dissatisfied. A little dissatisfied with a couple of things that have been going on. And we wanted to reach out to you because we feel real bad about what happened to you. You know, you negotiated us getting the greater part of the Featherweave back in Wolf's Tooth, and you won that Illimat game, cheating, I assume. And we feel like...
Hey. I've won every Illimat game.
He slaps you on the back. It is supposed to be a friendly thing, but he's got so many fucking rings on his fingers that it hurts a little bit. You're good, Travis. You're good. And that's the thing. We all feel bad about it because we know that you work hard to make sure that the Uhuru gets the fair side of the deal. But there are people out there like Gable who are cutting deals on the side, using their authority as helm to only get us less than half of the payment that we're entitled to after Gable, the captain, and that kid negotiated away goodness knows how much Featherweave for what? Chump change and a couple of favors? It doesn't sit right with us.
What do you want me to do here? Okay.
What we want you to do is help us make our feelings heard.
Okay. Well, have you filled out a formal complaint and put it in the suggestion box?
We are going to be issuing a challenge soon, and we'd like you to back our challenge.
A challenge?
To Oromar, of course.
Interesting.
Nothing violent, well, of course. Nothing, of unless course. It comes to that. But, you know, captains are a democratic thing. And Oromar spent 6 months grieving his losses. And that hit everybody in the pocketbook, but we understood. Then 6 months go by, and look at that, he's back in the saddle. But all the decisions following that have put us at risk and taken money out of our pockets. A couple of months ago, I thought I was going to retire. And now I'm here. And I think you are similarly aggrieved.
Well, you know what? I think you make a great point. And I would love to work with you.
That's what I like to hear. He sticks out his hand for a handshake. The dude feels as slimy as he looks. And yeah, I think that's that. You're left with that information.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, we are in the last few days of our Kickstarter for Skyjack's Courier's Call Season 2. And folks, we've already hit all of our stretch goals. Anything more we earn at this point just helps us calculate how big the bonus should be for the cast. If you haven't already, please head over to bit.ly/skyjacksCC2. That's bit.ly/skyjacks, the letter C, and the number 2, to check out our Kickstarter and back if you can. I am so looking forward to a new season of Courier's Call, and thanks to all of your support, I know it's going to be amazing. Heroes, I've got an event coming up. This Friday, June 11th, I'm going to be on the Happy Holy Hour Batman stream over with the Gamer Priest. You may have noticed that Catholicism has played a bit of a role in inspiring the world of Sphere, and that is going to be a big topic for discussion for my appearance on the Happy Holy Hour Batman stream. I'll be talking about cultural and scriptural influences that my experience with Catholicism has had on Sphere, and really digging in deep for the world building I did for the Church of the Slain God, and some of Sphere's cosmology. If you're interested at all in those subjects, definitely show up to the stream. That's going to be June 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time over at twitch.tv/thatgamerpriest. A huge thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon. We just posted the last episode of our Skyjack's Courier's Call Jolly Jack crossover series. It is 8 parts long and all available right now. So if you haven't already, be sure to head to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and sign up to support us. If you sign up for $5 a month or more, you'll get full access to all of those bonus episodes and the next few bonuses we have coming your way. I wrapped up recording a recent bonus series and I can't wait to share it. It does have to go through editing, but you'll be able to look for it on your Patreon feed soon. I hope before the end of the month, but we'll see. Huge thanks to everyone who supports us already, and everyone who's going to support us in the future. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back in the sky!
I think, Gable, as you are walking away from the Marpets and their kind of legally distinct shenanigans that they get into, you can hear a thudding and like almost like small explosion noise coming from like around a corner with, you know, people like shouting their cheers. As you see, like kind of rounding a corner, there is a group of people from a bunch of different ships. They are surrounding like barrels, it looks like, and everybody's like kind of got their own distinct weapon. There's somebody who's right now swinging a ball and chain, and they release this ball. It flies towards a barrel, splinters into the woods, and like there's a bit of a hey sounding from the crowd as the barrel gets knocked over.
What are we doing here?
Just showing off our skills. Like somebody like yanks back on the chain, the ball like flies back to them. He wraps it around his hands and grabs it. You're from the Uhuru.
Guilty. Wink.
All right.
Wink.
What you got?
Wink. As far as beating up barrels? I could do that anytime.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're so tall. You've got such cool hair. You must have a special, like, weapon or whatever.
Oh, no, just my brains and my fists and big... I have a big sword, but that's for different
things. Yeah! Everybody, like, shouts.
No, no.
Everybody shouts, no, yeah, no, big no. sword, big sword!
No, 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 no.
Big sword!
No, no.
Look at that sword!
No, I can't use it to stab a barrel and make me feel bad.
All right, whatever. All right, who's up next? Colin! Colin, you're up! And out comes...
Good old everyone.
Nope. Nope, I was referencing it.
No! No, let Colin stab the barrel.
I'm Colin H. I'm Colin H. Were you looking
Colin?
For Colin H?
Oh, yeah, I was reading this wrong. I said Colin and not Cullen. Those are different. Well, why don't you just go, Colin? No, Colin, you go. Take your turn. Take your turn.
All right. He pulls out a bag of marbles. He pulls out a marble, and he chucks the marble straight through the barrel.
Everybody shouts.
No, that was stupid. I'm sorry, guys. No. I'll get out of here.
That's
Colin,
the most powerful thing I've ever seen. Colin, you can throw at the speed of a bullet. That's terrifying.
It's actually a little faster. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I need to use the restroom real quick. Again, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No sweat.
We'll keep on going on this one. So if Colin can throw a marble faster than a bullet, then would that be powerful enough? Because a bullet has explosive inside.
Well, some of the marbles explode. Oh, you're so stupid, Colin. Oh,
this man is a genius.
No,
he's both an inventor.
I just don't know the difference between Colin and Cullen. It's just
If that's the only thing you don't know in this long, long
you don't know
life.
How many times it's come up in my life.
Really? Statistically, that's improbable.
My days are fraught with Colin Cullen incidents and mix-ups.
I forgot you're
hey
on the
man,
ship.
Who
the
are
Cullens.
You calling?
See, I don't know if it, who am I calling? Am I? Is he saying who am I, Colin? Who am I, comma Colin? Where's the punctuation?
I understand. Oh, we all have our burdens to bear. But you mustn't let that get in the way of your great power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also a chef. I'm really good.
What's your specialty?
Oh. Oh, tortellini. Oh, I make a bomb-ass tortellini.
Oh, how delicate, yet also satisfying.
No, I pack the little torties with all kinds of flavors. You wouldn't understand. Like, there's a short rib beef tip that I it'll knock your fucking socks off. Oh, you're so stupid, Colin.
No, you're no.
Hello, welcome to Little Torties. how many in your party?
Oh, just the two of us, me, Gable, and this is Colin.
Oh, the Colin.
hey, Barif.
Hey. I mean, we have a table safe for you at all times, of course.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll, yeah, let's do that.
Are you the executive chef of Little Torties?
Yeah, all right, I'm trying to franchise. God, I'm so stupid.
I've been to two of your franchises in many different locations in Sphere, and the-
Howdy, welcome to Little Torties.
It's been uniformly pleasant. You're a good manager as well.
So then they have a lovely dinner.
And then we enjoy another person also named Colin,
mm-hmm.
but this one is a diminishing return of Colin. Like we have
You'll
to
have
keep
that.
On doing the
You'll
bit.
Have that.
Yeah.
There's only one, you know?
Oh man. Casey, go ahead and leave this in.
All right. No, Colin, that was good. Everybody, I think Colin did a great job. Can we all just, yeah, and there's like a smattering of applause.
We had a lovely dinner. Thank you so much. It was really right. lovely meal.
Please come back. We have a flan that'll fucking wreck you.
You don't need to pay. I know that you left without paying, but that is fine.
you tracked us down just to tell us that it's cool?
Yes, I know how much you care, and I did not want you to worry.
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted you to know. Hey, no tips. No tips. We don't need tips. We didn't tip you. I know. You feel bad. You feel bad, so I follow you all the way here, several blocks away. No tips.
But while I am here, what is all this that's going on? This seems like a very nice.
A lot of the.
Are you?
We're in the middle of turning up a little bit. A lot of the more extreme kind of anime side of pirates are here right now, just showing off our special weapons by throwing them at empty barrels.
Well, my shift ends at 10. Do you think that you would all still be turning up when I?
Oh yeah. The signups, I think it's going to go into at least midnight. So if you want to sign up, it'll shake out.
Sure, I will be back. And something that's fun that I just realized is for all of this to stay in, we also have to keep all of the stuff that we recorded while.
Yes.
That's the intention. Yes, as intended.
So excited to discover what this is when I do final audio checks. To see what happened.
We experienced a rich world without you.
let it not be said that this show needs me. That's not true at all.
No one said that.
I don't think we've ever said that.
I feel like there are a lot of people say that. I feel like...
Well, people say all kinds of things to be nice.
All right. It looks like Cullen's up. Coup Cullen? Is there Coo Cullen in this crowd? And coming forward is Coo, who we can see now has a great hunk of net still tied into his hair. It does look like he gnawed through the netting before figuring out how to fully disentangle himself from it. He looks pretty deep right now. He's got a jug slung around a pinky. He, you know, whips that onto his arm and does that cool jug drink from the pinky trick, downing a good amount of beer. And in his other hand, he has his spear. This wild, barbed-looking spear. The blade of it is unlike anything you have seen before. It is halfway between a spear tip and a burr. It looks like the gnarliest thing you've ever seen. And he lets out a holler, and he spins it and faces down the fresh barrel they have rolled in front of him. He takes a moment to line up with it. We can see that there's a bit of a sway to his body. He has definitely had more than a little to drink. He tries to line up his shot. He lifts his spear. He throws it into the barrel, and it sticks in with a thunk. The barrel wobbles a little bit, but it doesn't break. Everybody was kind of bracing for a break because of the force that he threw it with and just how individualistic and specific that weapon looks, as all the weapons here are. But it doesn't break. And there is some laughter that comes up from the crowd, you know, as one of these weapons just being kind of a dud. And Ku just like stands there wobbling. Oh, you'll have to wait for it. It takes a bit to grow. And then a second after that, spikes jut out from the inside of the barrel. And Ku swaggers over to it and puts a foot on the barrel and his hand on the sphere and gives it a pull. And the barrel splinters as we can see inside that barbed spear tip has turned into a nightmare of spikes and spurs that kind of look a bit like roots have grown out of the metal tip of the spear. The barrel shards shrink away as this thing moves back into its spear tip form, and he plants it in the ground. He like looks at the crowd. They're all kind of like silent at this display, and he gives a bit of a bow.
Clapping's polite.
And then he'll catch eyes with Gable, look at them and go, "You." And he'll like circle in the air he's pointing with a pinky.
"You, I want to see what you do."
Oh, you've already seen plenty of that, haven't you?
"We've been in a fight. We've been in a bit of a dance. It was a strange one, but it was a dance. And all those things we have to hold back because we can't kill each other. But you can kill this barrel."
He rolls out a barrel, like sets it on the ground, slaps it on top.
"Mess up a barrel!"
All right. "Of course I can mess up a barrel. Do you have anything stronger than that?"
Everybody like kind of looks around and somebody goes,
We got two barrels.
Or maybe a barrel full of something, or like a concrete block.
We got one barrel that's slightly smaller in size that we could put inside this larger barrel, and then
how would you do that?
Like a double barrel, so like two barrels, yeah.
Two barrels.
All right. I will do as many barrels as you can give me to prove my point.
Holy shit, we got a third barrel of a smaller size. Okay, hang on, let's go ahead and put that in there. Wow.
I wonder who made those. They fit in so, it's like they were made for it, specifically.
Barrel delivery. I've got a crate of barrels out here. Just need somebody to sign for them.
So pretty late delivery on those barrels.
Hey, well, I've been delivering barrels all day. People need all kinds of barrels.
What are you, his fucking manager?
I'm not his manager.
Look, our fucking supervisor's here.
If you don't want the barrels, you don't have to sign for them, and I'll take them back.
No, we need the barrels, all right. I'm just saying, it's just that you deserve some time off, all right? Everybody here is turning up. Take that hat off, take that vest off, and enjoy something.
What are you, his fucking therapist?
This is my last delivery for the day, so if you sign for it, I'm off the clock.
All right.
Well, here, we're messing up barrels, and so we're just going to take all of these barrels and just neatly stack them inside each other. That looks like seven barrels worth.
It fits like a glove. It's so exact.
It's incredible.
The shape is still a net one barrel, though.
And here's the kicker. They're all different brands of barrel.
Wow.
And yet what? Who's standardizing these things across barrel companies?
Well, I do think standardizing measurements across the entire world sphere is probably going to be a net good. It'll help us measure and do a better currency exchange, right?
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking economist?
I wish I were. Anyway, everyone get out of the way of these barrels.
You know, I heard there's a city where they keep the barrel, and that's the barrel. And then all the other barrels that they make, they test against that barrel to see the size of a barrel.
What happens if anything happens to that barrel? Do they keep it in like locked up? And
oh, it's locked up. It is locked up.
Nobody's getting to that barrel.
No, no. I think if anything were to happen to that barrel, we'd have to pick a new barrel, and that would be the barrel. But ideally, if all barrels are made to that specification,
we won't need the original barrel anymore.
I'd be a little worried and concerned that the time and wear and tear under just through age of the barrel would weaken its insides and then throw off the measurements. But who am I?
It's a barrel aged barrel, and the barrel aging process makes it stronger.
Oh, well, there you go.
Have you heard of the barrel of Theseus, where you replace some of the staves and bands and you wonder if it's the same barrel? I'm just contributing to the conversation.
Yeah, who are you, some kind of philosopher?
So we got an economist, we got a philosopher, we got a barrel scientist. Guys, we could go on the road with this.
Hello, I got off a little early. We had to close up a little early. And wouldn't you know it, there was a bunch of tortellini that was about to expire. So I decided to put it in this barrel and bring it here for all of you to share.
Oh, fantastic.
A barrel full of tortellini?
Colin, are you okay with the franchise closing that early? They're supposed to be pretty standardized across all of the branches.
Yeah, you guys
right?
close an hour and a half early. What? Well, My profit margins.
We stopped having customers. No one came in for you as the last customer, and you didn't even pay, which again is okay. Since you are the owner and the head chef. But we have not had a paying customer in several hours.
But we're missing out on the 9 p.m. rush. People know that we close at 10, so they come in at 9.
It was more expensive to keep us all on the payroll than the amount of money we could have made up.
Well, now, hang on, guys. This person here was just about to try and break 7 barrels, and now that there's expired linguine in there, I just don't think there's...
It's tortellini.
It is neither expired nor linguine.
Now people think that I'm selling linguine. Weenie?
See, the brand name is getting away from you.
Hun, we should go to Little Linguini's tonight.
No! They're open till 10.
They're open till 10.
Oh, that couple looks like they're tastemakers. Oh, the people are going to follow them.
I understand. My blog
readers will love this.
Listen, no one watches vlogs anymore. It's all about interpersonal interaction on Instagram and also Twitter for your age range, for the demos that you're targeting. I think you're fine.
What are you, some kind of social media manager?
So we got a social media manager, we got an economist, we got a philosopher, we got a barrel scientist. What are we?
Okay, so this 7-layer barrel.
7-layer barrel, which still, they all fit into each other, so it is not the same barrel.
Yeah, it still looks like a barrel, but everybody understands that it is denser and thicker.
Denser.
And it is filled with tortellini now.
Yeah, there's some nearly expired tortellini in there.
And what is tortellini if not a bunch of tiny little pasta barrels?
You'll have to ask a philosopher that. Perhaps a barrel scientist.
All the philosophers in your knowledge. All right, so all this happens. Everything dies down and we have a single barrel. And Gable's like, I don't know any of you. You all already know that Travis is a changeling. You already know that our captain is alive. Don't worry about it.
Not everyone hears from the glass.
But we all know. And my crew knows about me, so why shouldn't you know about me, okay? I think that's... Yeah.
Gable is pretty drunk at this point. Okay.
I was just like, hey, it's wow. Gable's gone.
I'm fine.
They are actively leaving.
And the frequency with which I am intoxicated, don't read in too much to that. Don't worry about me, everyone here. Okay. You want to see my special moves? You want to see my anime special move? All right, all right.
Everybody all right. in the crowd like kind of nods like, yeah, I want to see anime special moves.
Anime special moves? Mm-hmm. All right, so they draw out the sword, which still has that flint on the end, so it's shooting up sparks.
Hell yeah.
And they pull it out, show to everyone. Yes, it is extremely big. Very large. And instead of doing any sort of like spear or throw or javelin, I want to just make 3 quick cuts.
Ooh, okay.
And do I need to roll for that?
I think we can pull against a luminary barrel. Instead. Like that'll.
Yeah, let's
barrel.
Do it.
Against barrel. This isn't a question of are you going to do it, it's a question of how you're going to do it. I've already made the mistake of incorporating a roll for a challenge that you were supposed to easily overcome, and I regretted it in that moment, so we're not going to roll for it. It is the audience, Gable, which is the most dramatic and like sensational, amazing way that it could possibly go, the way that would be coolest to watch, which, what a fucking coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the way this plays out is that they have it back, and in very much like the anime style of faster than you can see it, 3 quick stabs at 1, 2, 3 on the barrel. and it seems like nothing's happened. And then a fine flame comes on each of those threads. So it starts to grow hotter and hotter and hotter until all of a sudden the flame consumes the whole barrel in a great poof and done.
Just consumed to ash in those moments. So like it goes out and then basically blows away at the next breeze. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the crowd like erupts in clapping and whatnot. You feel a hand on your shoulder. And it's Ku, you know, his green eyes are wide and wavering. He looks at you and goes,
"How are your emotions?"
I didn't need to ask for people to clap for me.
Ku, like, looks for a minute, like, puts a finger up, tries to say something about it, and just, like, swings the jug over to you and, like, you know, nods, like, you've won this round as well.
Campaign Skyjacks is a one-shot network production. For more information, be sure to follow us on Twitter at CampaignPod for updates about live shows and other events we might be doing. You can find more great gaming shows over at OneShotPodcast.com. Jonet Kessler was played by Tyler Davis, who can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Tyler A. Dave. Gable was played by Liz Anderson, who can be found on Twitter at Liz_... or on her podcast, Paired. Travis Madigo was played by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at Johnny in Briefs or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball. I am James D'Amato, your host and game master. You can find me on Twitter at OneShotRPG or on my other podcast, One Shot. The original music featured in this production was composed and performed by Arnie Parrott. You can find Arnie on Twitter at ArnePArrott. And you can find more of his work at atptunes.com. This episode was edited by Casey Tony, who can be found on Twitter at Casey Pony, spelled CaseyPoney, or on his own podcast, Neoscum. Our logo was designed by Fiona Shea, who can be found on Twitter at Fiona Pup. The world of Sphere was inspired in part by the music of the Decemberists and the card game Illimat, property of Together Studios. The game used in this production is a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system that was created by a talented group of game designers who were fired by a private equity firm owning Fantasy Flight Games. There are no kings. Take flight, heroes.
Strangers who've ever been kind, and once for our friends ne'er to rise. Twice to the dearest we're leaving behind, who know we can never deny the call of the sky.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.